Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk about, before we get to the, as we're coming to the last half of the extra hour, we want to play a segment for you that's really moving and really encouraging. It's about women that are confessing post-abortion trauma in a new web series. In a new web series is called Surrender the Secret. Mm-hmm. And they go in and they start speaking about the struggles and the guilt of having had an abortion and how they suppress those for many, many years and how they're receiving healing. It's being reported that 43% of American women have gotten an abortion. And so we have a large percentage of women in the country, a large percentage of women in the church have actually had abortions, and now they're getting healing. And so I want you to listen to this, and I want you to be encouraged. We're going to come back and talk more about this, but go ahead and listen up.
The American abortion holocaust has taken the lives of 55 million babies, but it's also brought years of surprising torment to women who thought getting rid of their unborn children would solve their problems.
Now, as Paul Strand reports, women across the country are coming out about their abortions in order to end the agony, both for themselves and millions of others.
Recently, five women gathered together to find peace after many years of torment.
For myself, I just thought of, like, you know, I've been detestable to God.
Each has aborted a child.
That it disturbs me to know that I'm a murderer.
Each tried to keep it a secret.
I went home like 2 hours later, and it was never spoken of again in my family.
Each realized that was only prolonging the unceasing pain. How they've gone from that pain to peace is what a new web series, Surrender the Secret, is all about. These aren't just five of a few. It's the great untold story that millions of American women never get over their abortions. Katie Flood leads the same kind of Bible study featured in Surrender the Secret. She talked to CBN News at the 2013 March for Life.
They say 43% of women will have an abortion.
That's right, 43% of American women under age 45.
Go to the grocery store, go to the post office, and look around at the women that pass you by, and I can guarantee you probably one of those women has had an abortion.
Katie became one of them 25 years ago. She said the emotional pain after caused her immense problems.
When you have an abortion, you cover it up, and you try to just move on and do life, and those issues come out in so many different ways.
Depression, anxiety, substance abuse, and suicidal thoughts and behaviors, and it's a very widespread problem.
Anna Higgins at the Family Research Council's Center for Human Dignity says there's a reason women often keep this torment a secret.
There's a lot of guilt and regret associated with abortions.
92% of these women feel emotional deadening, 86% rage, and up to 80% suffer post-abortion trauma.
I was numb. I was lost. And there was a girl laying in the cot next to me who was just weeping. She was so broken.
At the March for Life rally, post-abortion mother Georgette Forney spoke of this pain.
In addition to our children dying, a part of us die right along with them.
In Surrender the Secret, Jane tells of her abortion.
Started to cramp, you know, my body started going through all these changes. And, I mean, it was just horrible having to think about what was going on.
It was all for a young man who still left her.
And I love this boy so much that I was willing to sacrifice my own baby to hold on to him.
In the series, Courtney tells of disappointing her stern father.
I was in youth group. I was the perfect daughter. And I ended up pregnant.
The father forced her to get rid of it, and she remembers the abortionist describing an injection.
And that's going to make your baby have a heart attack. You may feel him thrash around, and that's just him passing. On June 21st at 5:35, I had my son into a bedpan sitting on a bed, and they put him into a container and carried him out of the room.
This is what is true. This is what is real. This is what happens to women when they've had an abortion. This is the fallout that they feel.
It's the worst experience of my life. And I named him, and
to this day, my dad still won't talk to me about it.
The Bible study showcased in Surrender the Secret tries to undo all this, mostly by using God's truth to expose the lies Satan tells women.
The biggest one is that God can never forgive you for what you've done. And God not only will not forgive you, but there will be retribution upon you.
In Ezekiel 34, he says, I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak.
It's an encouraging environment. It's a safe place.
It blows my mind that he can still love us after what?
Yeah.
He can still love me after what I did.
Right now, when we feel the most broken, he's putting it all back together.
Here at this year's March for Life, we saw many women who had signs that said, I regret my abortion. But for many millions more, they keep it to themselves as a painful secret. Now imagine if they were willing to surrender that secret and openly share and confess to the pain from that abortion. Just how much that could change the abortion culture in America.
People need to know the truth. And I don't think that the truth is spoken much in today's media.
Pro-abortion activists are kind of touting abortion as healthcare. But if we did have millions of women stand up and say, hey, this is not healthcare, this is harmful. Healthcare is not supposed to harm. That would make a huge impact.
Jill believes it could stop women who are contemplating this procedure.
They are going to see that abortion is not the choice that they want to make.
I think it would have profound effects for our entire country to stand up and say, I was one of those women that chose abortion, that thought it was okay, that thought it was the right choice to make, and now I don't think it's the right choice, and I don't want any other woman to have to suffer. So I think it would be amazing.
Paul Strand, CBN News, reporting from the National Mall in Washington.
Wow, these women are so brave for coming forth and being willing to surrender the secret. Yeah. You know, we noticed that since the case Roe versus Wade that had made abortions legal in 1973, you know, prior to 1973, it was illegal to have an abortion. Mm-hmm. 55 million children have been murdered. You know, we had this on the segment on VFN Radio, one of the segments where we tallied the population of the 25 least populated states in the country. And would you believe that 25 of the least populated states in the country represent a population of 50 million people? Mm. When you think about half the country. And then you hear statistics like 43% of women in America have had abortion, and I don't have the exact percentage of how many in the church, but this is a real issue. This is a real issue, and one that many women have felt shame. They have felt guilt, rage. They talk about post-abortion trauma and depression and anxiety, and they're living with this. And I commend these women for wanting to come on out and say, hey, listen, I needed the healing. I wanted to help another woman. I don't like the way the media, I don't like the way other organizations are portraying, you know, abortion as just something that's just, you know, mm-hmm. you do. No, mm-hmm. let me tell you something. There are some effects. This is real. This is murder. And it wasn't just putting what was perceived a potential problem away, but it was actually creating a bigger problem in their life later on because with everything that was undealt with, you know. And so our hearts go out to all the women today who maybe have had an abortion and you're living with a secret. You have shame. You haven't even shared this with your husband or anyone in your family, and no one knows. And you've believed the lie. You believe the lie that God can't forgive you.
Right.
And that is a lie from the pit of hell. The only what Satan would try to do is to get us to sin and then try to shame us and condemn us and lie to us to cause us to think that God would not forgive us. Let me tell you something. There's nothing that you can do that God wouldn't forgive you for.
That's right.
God's heart is to forgive and to restore you. And so I want to encourage you today that if you had an abortion, that let me tell you something. Confess it as sin and allow the Lord to forgive you and allow him to heal you, to restore you. And maybe from your story, maybe you can help others. Maybe you can help other women that are thinking about having an abortion, other young women. I heard that one testimony of the woman who said that she had an abortion to see if she could keep the relationship with this young man.
Right.
Only to find out that the young man wasn't going to stay with her anyway. Mm. And she was willing to sacrifice her own child to do that. And it just shows me, and should show all of us, the power of the need, rather, that we all have for love. You know, we are the only person that can fill that void in our heart, that deep longing to be loved. You know, Proverbs says that what man desires is unfailing love. Love me for me. Mm. The only person that can do that is Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know, we all have a vacuum, a hole in our heart. And I like to say that you can turn the water faucet in a tub full blast, hot and cold, and you can let them pour out all day. You can set it in the morning, set out for work, and come back. And no matter how much water that was running all day while you were at work, that tub will never be filled unless there's a plug at the bottom of that tub.
That's right.
And no matter what you've been chasing after, no matter what you've tried to fill the tub, quote unquote, of your heart with, relationships and money and activities and just sin and just whatever, it's never going to be enough. You're never going to be able to fill that void, because that hole in your heart could only be filled by having a relationship with Jesus Christ. And once you have that relationship with the Lord, once you've received them as your Lord and Savior, once you've received the forgiveness that he's just so amazingly lavishes on us, we can begin to start walking out a whole, a complete life,
yeah,
not fractured. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've been there before, my wife, just fractured pieces. And it's like, mm-hmm, Lord, if you don't hold me together, you know, this is not going to look good.
That's right.
This is not going to look good. And I'll tell you that God can take your mess and make it your message, and wear your scars as medals, because the Lord is just going to begin to heal those areas. But it all starts and really ends with the Lord. You know,
right.
The word says he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And you can only be complete in him. So no matter what you've been through and the trials that you've been through, and if you've suffered in this way, surrender the secret.
Yeah.
Surrender, and first surrender it to the Lord. There's something powerful. James says, confess your sins to one another and you'll be healed. But there's something powerful when you actually speak it out, when you confess that sin out to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't just keep it there. You say, Lord, I did it. And it was wrong. Confessing is agreeing with the Lord that, yes,
right,
indeed, this is what your word says. And this is indeed what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wrong. And I want to repent from that. I want to turn away from that. And I ask that you forgive me.
Yes.
You ask that you forgive me. So I want to encourage you today. Seek the heart of the Lord, because God has been waiting and seeking for you to turn your heart to him. And so consider it a new beginning and a new way to turn it all back to the Lord.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.